we now are sold out of shares for Landmark. People have been sending the checks in all fall through the yearling auctions, and I keep people right up to date about which horses we're bidding on, which horses we were successful. Mark Stacy is our trainer driver. He's the guy that does all the buying. And then Landmark partners in on certain of those horses. So this year we now have six really, I'm really happy with the six yearlings that we've bought for Landmark 14.
Tell us about the process and how you get people involved in what you call a fractured ownership.
It's called fractional ownership, yeah, thanks for it. We advertise like crazy. Standard Bank Canada has been very supportive over the years, and so has Mohawk Wake Entertainment Group. And anytime we want to have a display or a pamphlet circulated or an ad in the race programs, Mohawk has been absolutely fantastic. We've also had some really interesting contests this year. Four of the top breeding farms in Ontario donated shares that we held draws for, and have four lucky winners for people that love the whole idea of being in our group but maybe couldn't quite afford it. So we've made four people very happy this year by having those draws.
It's a terrific initiative, Howard. We're with Howard Pierce from Landmark 14 Racing Stable, or Landmark Racing Stable. This is Landmark 14. How successful have you been in the previous dozen plus years?
We've had some really good horses over the years. You know, I'm reluctant these days to use the word investment, that when you pay your $2,000 share, it's more like enjoyment and entertainment. But in some cases, when we disperse the stable, people have made a profit. We had a really super horse in Landmark 6 called Harper, named after our Prime Minister, Harper Blue Chip, who went to the Hamiltonian and finished third and won $110,000 in one race. And that year, the shareholders made a very nice profit. But normally, at the end, when we disperse the group, people get a chunk of their $2,000 back, usually a very large chunk. This year, we just dispersed Landmark 12, and people got back $1,200 and some. So it's like buying a boat or a golf membership. It's just really fun entertainment.
Howard, what's the feedback that you get from maybe not your investors, but your partners in this endeavor?
I get constant feedback. We have I send an email every week to the shareholders, and this year we're going to do a video interview with our trainer, Mark Stacy, once a month about how he feels about our six horses. And we also have a Landmark Facebook page, and there's a continuous dialogue going on between the members, and they are always full of opinions and comments. And you know, I get some negativity a little bit, but 99.9 is all excitement and the thrill of horse ownership.
We're with Howard.
It's like watching your kid in the Olympics when you got a horse out there.
Last couple of questions for Howard Pierce from Landmark Stable, Landmark Racing Stable, and Landmark 14. The horses that you buy are not necessarily picked willy nilly. Tell me about the process that you and Mark go through to select the six horses.
Yeah, well, first of all, we get the sale books, the catalogs, which each horse has the full pedigree page on it. We study those catalogs like hours. My wife, when those catalogs come in, my wife says, I'll talk to you after the sales, because I'm pretty much buried in them. So is Mark. Mark and I do a lot of talking. One thing I haven't mentioned yet is that, unlike the other fractional ownership groups in existence, we only buy Ontario breds. So our focus is on participating in the Ontario Sire Stakes program and supporting the Ontario breeding program. So all six of ours are all sired by Ontario-based sires, Cadabra, Better's Delight, and so on. I can go on and on. But once we study the books and tag those pages, then those are the horses that Mark looks at when he gets to the sale. We always go to the sale 2 or 3 days early, and we spend like a 10-hour days looking at all these horses before they go into the auction ring. Mark shortlists them, and we come up with a list that we want to bid.
Finally, Howard, and this is probably an unfair question to end on, but which of the six are you really enthused and most excited about? And you can't say all six.
That's like asking me which is my favorite kid. We have a filly called Calm, Cool, and Collected. She's a Archangel filly bred by Winback Farms in Ontario, but born and raised by Concord Farms in New Jersey. Mark bought her at the Harrisburg sale. And then we also have a Cadabra colt named Energizer. And right now they're both showing. They both look to be very intelligent. They're very well constructed. Their conformation is excellent. And we're quite excited about them.
Well, that sounds terrific. Howard, thanks again for sharing, and all the best with Landmark 14 Racing Stable.
Thanks, Fred. Really good talking to you.